It's garment.
Cindy, did you post a question asking about Magic's name? Because I can't find it.
Yes, I did, but then I got to thinking maybe I asked the wrong question, so I deleted it. I was like, maybe I overstepped my bounds on that one.
My camera's not working, so I apologize. But no, that question was an awesome question because Magic's name is actually, he's my second Magic. My first one was King. I got him in 2005 when our house was in trouble and we needed an influx of love energy, and I was not being able to make that happen on my own. And the universe sent me that beautiful little puppy. He was completely black with the darkest brown eyes. And when he would sit on my dark brown sofa, I wouldn't be able to find him. And I'd be going around calling his name and he'd just be sitting there watching me. And it was a game we kind of played because he wouldn't move. And when I'd see him, I'd love him up and he'd be waiting for me to find him. But he was magic love. He was magic love. And so
that's good.
That was why he was named Magic. And then when he was dying and I asked him to come back to me, and this little guy, this little white guy showed up. That's why his name is also Magic, but it's spelled differently than the other guy. So he brought even more love to my house.
So you believe that animals come back? Animals go to heaven.
I believe that they can come back. And what's really interesting about Magic coming back is that I was speaking with my friend Rachel, who, we met because she's a medium, and I asked her to talk with my dad, but who had passed. But when I got little Magic here, she said he was going back and forth between being in his little body and being in the spirit world. And she had never seen that before. So, you know, we can astral project and travel and be in other places. I have a friend who lives in Baltimore who, when she wouldn't be home, she could peek in on her kids through
spirit.
Okay, I
don't know how to do that.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. My friend Rachel, she will do house clearings or space clearings, and she astrally projects her spirit to that place. One morning, Fred had told me that he was having really bad dreams, and he said, I needed to clean the house because there was something going on in the house, and that was energy-wise. It wasn't that I needed to sweep the floors. And so it happened to be on a day I was talking to Rachel and I told her what he was saying. And I was sitting in my office and I saw her go up the stairs. I was looking out into the foyer there and I was like, oh, did you just go up my stairs? And she goes, well, yeah, I'm going up here to see what he was talking about. It's just his own fears that were coming up. But we cleansed and cleared the house anyway. But yeah, you know, don't think that you can't do something. Be open to whatever it is that you want to do. And spirit will show you what to do.
Wow, cool.
You know, I actually talked with Kat about being with her son. Even though they can't be together physically, that she could still talk to him, talking to his higher self, if he was in agreement of that. And Kat, you found out that you could do that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Because he came to me in a dream that night. I asked him to. I said, you know, if you need me, if there's something that I need to be aware of, you know, we can communicate this way. So I did what Kate said. I just asked if it was okay, and it felt like a green light. And I don't know, I get it. I have a, well, you know, as a child, especially special needs child, I guess, I had just have a huge cord running to him, right? he did come to me in a dream, and he's come several times now.
Awesome. So,
yeah, I see that as confirmation and relief on my part.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. The way I found this out was when my dad died. He was in open heart surgery. And my mom had called early in the day and said everything was fine. Things were going as planned. And then later in the afternoon, she called back and said there was a problem. And she didn't know what the problem was, but there was a problem. And so I called a friend, a very connected spiritual friend, and she connected with him. And she said, you need to get off the phone. He wants to talk to you. So we get off the phone and I'm in Colorado and he is in Jonesboro, Arkansas in surgery. And I'm sitting there going, how am I going to do that? Because I didn't know how. And I thought, okay, well, just set the intention. So I just took some deep breaths. And I'm sitting there at my desk and I set the intention to connect with him. And the next thing I knew, in my whole being, I could feel it in my mind's eye. I could see it that I was over the operating table and he was standing there to my left. And I said, oh my God, what's going on? And I could see the doctors frantically working. And Daddy said, oh, I'm fine. He says, I'm fine. And he's looking down. He says, that body is old and it hurts and I'm not crawling back in there. And I said, well, you know, I understand that. And he was telling me that he had gotten this, he was a Harley Davidson motorcycle rider and he had gotten new lights for his motorcycle and the wiring diagram was wrong. And he had told me that a week or so before. And so he was explaining to me that the diagram of his heart was wrong. And the doctor wasn't being able to figure it out because he was an idiot. I was like, okay. And he told me some other things. And then I could see Archangel Michael and Archangel Michael and my protector guide, Chief Running Bear, on these tricked out motorcycles, and they had one for my dad, and he was going to ride into the light of God on a motorcycle, and he left. I heard the flat line of the heart monitor, and I knew he was gone, and my mom called me back and told me that he died, but I already knew that. I also knew that he was fine. And he has quite the sense of humor. The next day when I woke up, you know, I was got up and I was going to get dressed and I was just kind of wandering around my room. And I heard him say, you put on weight. Only my he was happy. He was happy. And I told him, yeah, I'm 40. I put on weight. I'm not skinny anymore. But when you don't limit yourself to what you can do and you just allow whatever it is to happen, you know, to be able to see in your mind's eye, you know, I want to see him across the room. I don't, probably because it would totally freak me out. But I see them in my mind's eye. I see the angels. I see spirit. My dad. Magic sees them. Our dogs, I believe, and cats, they're so much more evolved than we are. You know, they communicate telepathically and we don't do that. You know, us talking to the higher self, like Cat talking to her son, that's our telepathic communication. But we don't practice that on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Oh, and as it turned out, when I went to the funeral, my dad's friend was at the hospital and he sat and chatted with me for a bit. And he told me that when the doctors got in there, there was one of the veins to Daddy's heart was in the wrong place. The wiring was wrong. And they put it in the right place. And evidently didn't want to work that way. Now, personally, that's probably, I think that's malpractice. But Daddy wasn't going to crawl back in there. It didn't matter whether they changed it or not. He was done. So, but it was great that Dawn validated what Daddy told me, that the wiring was wrong. You know, if you want to talk with spirit or your angels, your guides, set the intention. And then just allow yourself to experience whatever happens. And if you're trying too hard, you probably won't get anything. But then when you're washing the dishes or you're in the shower or you're watering the yard or you're vacuuming, when you're doing something that isn't brain surgery, they can get in and start talking to you and whispering and telling you things. And then it's really exciting because Daddy says it's like applause and they can't get enough of it. So acknowledge that, wow, I know you're here.